The advice in this podcast is intended as a general guide and does not cover any individual or corporate circumstances. Kyo Accountancy Group strongly recommend that formal tax advice be obtained before any steps are taken by individuals or corporates that may have a tax effect.
Hello everyone, this is Emily Kyo here from Kyo Accountancy Group, and today I'm going to talk about capital acquisition tax, known as CAT. So CAT is a tax on acquisitions where an individual receives a gift or inheritance. So it's a gift is if someone transfers you an asset while they're alive, or inheritance is when someone leaves you an asset in their will and it transfers on death. So the two words that are used to describe the person who receives it and the person who gives it, the disposer is the person who has provided the gift, the inheritance, and the beneficiary is the person who receives the gift or inheritance. There are tax-free thresholds available depending on who you receive the gift or inheritance from. There's three groups. There's group threshold A, B, or C. So group A is usually parent to a child. Group B is aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters. And group C is stranger in blood. These groups do expand more to include other individuals and all information that is available. So the group A threshold is 335,000. The group B threshold is 32,500. And the group C threshold is 16,250. I would expect in the October 2022 budget that these thresholds will be increased due to rising inflation and the cost of property and assets continuously increasing since last year. I'd be very surprised if them thresholds weren't increased. So anything above these tax-free thresholds are taxed in at 33%. So for example, if your parents gift you a house worth 500,000, you can receive 335,000 tax-free and the balance is taxed at 33%. There are expenses you can claim against the tax liability to bring it down. Such cost will include legal fees, accountancy fees, and any other fees incurred in connection with the transfer of the asset. There is also a small gift exemption available of 3,000 per year, which also come off the tax liability. This small gift exemption is underutilised in Ireland. If you have parents who want to transfer their wealth onto their children, they can gift them 3,000 per year tax-free. So that's 3,000 from the mother and also 3,000 from the father. Anybody can gift anybody 3,000 euro a year tax-free. You don't have to be related to this person. You could get 3,000 off your mother, get 3,000 off your father, get 3,000 off your best friend, get 3,000 off Joe down the road. All these 3,000 are tax-free, and it's a way of transferring your wealth from the parents to the children. So this small gift exemption is a great way for individuals to utilise the transfer of wealth from one generation to the next and to the next. We always advise clients to make this payment to their bank account so that there's a clear trail if this payment is ever queried and it's accounted for correctly. There's another relief available where both capital acquisition tax and capital gain tax are chargeable on the same property in connection with the same event. The capital gains tax paid is allowed as a credit against the capital acquisition tax payable, and this only applies to gifts. So to simplify this back to the property where your parents gift you a property of 500,000, they are deemed to dispose of an asset, so therefore they are liable to capital gains tax. If they have a capital gains tax liability of 100,000 and you have a capital acquisition tax liability of 50,000, the capital gains tax paid, i.e. the 100,000, is allowed as a credit against the CAT due, which will be 50,000, therefore eliminating all the CAT. Again, for capital acquisition tax, if you can, it's good to plan the transfer date for cash flow reasons. If you received a gift between January and August in that year, the capital acquisition tax is due by 31st of October. And if you received the gift or inheritance between September and December that year, it's not due till October the following year. So if you know you're receiving a gift and you'll have a quite significant capital acquisition tax liability, it's always good to plan the transfer to give you time to accumulate that cash flow to make payment towards your liability. There are also other options available to individuals to plan for inheritance or gift tax, and this would include a Section 72 insurance policy, but also gifting an asset with the intent to sell it, to intend to maximise the cash flow and paying the liability and also acquiring other assets. If you require more information, please email us at info@accountancygalway.com or give us a call on 091 778690. Thanks for listening.